So some of the events and activities we have going on also involve you and WSW. Reminder that if you go to WSW.com and you scroll on the homepage, the event you'll find is the event with the Cash for Couples box. We want you to participate in this special contest, a chance for you to win $1,000. It's a fun way to celebrate Valentine's Day upcoming, though this Cash for Couples contest continues all month long through February 28th. You can register up to once per day simply by entering your name when you visit online at WSGW.com. Win $1,000 in a random drawing, Cash for Couples. And starting Monday, we'll have a box up starting Monday when the contest actually starts. But just a reminder, the Forward February Free Fuel event is going to be taking place. We're going to have a chance throughout the next 3 weeks to head to a Ford location, participating Forward location, and find a contest box and register for your chance to win a $500 gas card. And you do that throughout the month of February, again, at participating locations. Then on Friday, February 25th, specifically at the M84 Forward location, in a special live broadcast, a winning name will be drawn. Again, that person wins the $500 gas card. February Free Fuel from Forward. Good luck, we say, from WSGW. You'll find that the Saginaw Art Museum is involved in some exhibitions, especially during Black History Month. Right now, From Africa to Eternity, works by Lark Allen III, a series of masks that are on display. The Black Hand Side is another presentation. It's an interactive art installation to explore American history and experiences from American descendants of slavery. And also at the Saginaw Art Museum, Advocacy Through Design, with the Saginaw branch of the NAACP, established in 1919, a longtime advocate for civil rights. And during its more than 100 years, the group has used a wide variety of materials to communicate messages. And it's an exhibition exploring the elements of design that have been used over time for the messages. So all three on display now, especially as Black History Month is underway. This at the Saginaw Art Museum. Find out more, SaginawArtMuseum.org. That's SaginawArtMuseum.org. At the Marshall M. Fredericks Sculpture Museum on the campus of SVSU, you can enjoy the Harold Neal and Detroit African American Artists presentation. It's from the years of 1945 through the Black Arts Movement, and this is something that is on display through April 16th. Find out more by visiting marshallfredericks.org, marshallfredericks.org. The Saginaw Public Schools has a special student art exhibit, and it's going on through February 25th at the Anderson Enrichment Center. It's Building Unity Through Diversity, and you can enjoy that Monday through Fridays from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Anderson Enrichment Center on Ezra Rush Drive in Saginaw. We've got a fish fry going on with the Frankenmuth Birch Run Knights of Columbus, and it's with the shrimp dinners and the fried and baked cod dinners. It's takeout from 3 till 7 today. You can stop by 11105 Dixie Highway in Birch Run and enjoy the fish fry with the Frankenmuth Birch Run Knights of Columbus. If you need information, you go to kofcbirchrunmi.com, kofcbirchrunmi.com. There's another fish fry going on with American Legion Post 22 in Saginaw, and this happens between 4 and 8 p.m. Takeouts are available, too, if you don't want to dine in. And this is for walleye dinners and cod dinners, perch dinners, clam dinners. And this takes place between 4 and 8, American Legion Post 22, at 2200 South Niagara in Saginaw, the corner of Sylvan and South Niagara, two blocks off South Michigan. Enjoy that fish fry tonight. Speaking of, we were just talking about fish fries and dinners and things. Well, this weekend, in fact, today through Sunday, and then next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at the Pitt and Balcony Theater, it is the presentation of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Of course, based on the iconic film, and it's going to be on stage Fridays and Saturdays, this weekend, next weekend at 7:30, and Sundays at 3. Find out more about Guess Who's Coming to Dinner at pittandbalconytheater.com. Again, visit pittandbalconytheater.com, theater with the R-E. And the Bay City Players are going to get involved in a presentation tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, and again next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. One Slight Hitch is the name of the performance. And if you go to BayCityPlayers.com, you'll find out more about it. BayCityPlayers.com. The Saginaw Choral Society tomorrow and Sunday will present the Members' Recital, a chance for individual singers to showcase their vocal and instrumental talents up close and personal, happening at First United Methodist Church, 4790 on Gratiot Road in Saginaw. Again, this is tomorrow and Sunday. To find out information and tickets and such, SaginawChoralSociety.com, SaginawChoralSociety.com. The Saginaw County Parks presenting a fantastic February magic and puppet show. This is happening at the Freeland Sports Zone tomorrow. The kids really enjoy it. 11 a.m. until noon. If you want to know more, go to SaginawCounty.com/parks, SaginawCounty.com/parks. And for that matter, coming up, let me see, this is next Thursday at Ringwood Forest, a sunset hike will take place between 6 and 7 p.m. SaginawCounty.com/parks to find out more. At Hoyt Park tomorrow, bringing back the ice, free open skating and sledding with skate and sled rental available. Noon until 4 p.m. Enjoy bringing back the ice at Hoyt Park. And remember, next weekend, just an early heads up, at 1 o'clock, the 8th annual outhouse race is going on. Find out more when you go to Bringing Back the Ice on Facebook, Bringing Back the Ice. At Studio 23 in Bay City, Teen Works and Kids Creations, now on display through March 12th. It's actually going to start Sunday and go through March 12th, but on Sunday, to open up the exhibition, a public reception will take place. It's to celebrate the artwork created by students in Bay County. And the public reception on Sunday goes between 1 and 4 p.m. Find out more by going to studio23baycity.org. Studio 23, that's the number 23. Studio23baycity.org. At the Temple Theater on Sunday, it's a continuation of the Saginaw Silver Screen series, and the movie to be shown, Malcolm X. Doors will open at 1, show at 2, the Temple Theater this Sunday for Malcolm X. TempleTheater.com, theater with the R-E to find out information. Chippewa Nature Center will host an evening snowshoe hike coming up on Tuesday. That's the next one, Tuesday, 5:30 until 7 p.m. Chance to discover the winter nights of animals and tree silhouettes. You can bring a headlight or a flashlight and even reserve snowshoes. Pre-registration is required. You can visit ChippewaNatureCenter.org to do that, ChippewaNatureCenter.org. Reminder that on Wednesday, the next ecumenical food pantry offering from First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw takes place. It's a drive-through, 110 boxes of food, personal items, given away on a first-come, first-served basis. Corner of Court and Webster in Saginaw for the First Presbyterian Church and the ecumenical food pantry, 10 o'clock this coming Wednesday. Lots of things to see, to do, to explore, and to enjoy, and we hope that you'll find things to do as you have these weekend events and activities in mind, and so many others that are available here in the Great Lakes Bay region.